Man, Dave, I don't know what to say.
We had interviewed a fellow who says he had heard and seen. He had to go overseas, though.
That was...
To hear and see the flying...
Yeah, my brain's locked up right now. It was a type of pteranodon, I guess.
So something is going on with these you know, winged beasts, mm-hmm. and it would be interesting to see what's happening right there in our... Right here in our own country, in Texas.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I'm telling you, that's a story. It needs to be followed up on.
Are we going to tell them our waiting mail for now?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Dave. What was that?
There's a lot of stuff out there that pops up in the news, and you never really get a satisfactory explanation.
It's true.
As to what the hell that thing was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fascinating to me. The latest thing was that bizarre. Did you see that bizarre, like, ancient shark they caught in Japan?
You know,
the thing was just foul looking. It had like this bizarre, like, fungus for eyeballs and just like this weird jaw that had like four different hinges on it. Did you guys see that?
I follow, for the most part, cryptozoological news, but I haven't seen that. But that's
you said it was in Japan, Dave?
Yeah, it was in Japan. A lot of that stuff seems to turn up in Japan. That's where they just got the footage of the big squid.
Oh, yeah, I know about that. I saw, yes.
That thing.
We should check in with Lauren Coleman.
Yeah, Lauren might be able to help us with that. I'm trying to find this.
I don't want to step on anyone's stubby toes here.
Oh, absolutely not, Dave. Absolutely
No. As a matter of fact, that would just, that would help. Oh,
1,000 foot below, though. I'm actually looking up this shark thing right now, as a matter of fact, Dave.
It's got like this weird, like, phosphorus fungus coming out of its gill slits.
I don't know if we can play. We found a news report, I think, on it, but I don't know if we're really going to be allowed to play it on
the air.
Yeah,
I don't think we can play
report.
It through our copywriting.
I clicked on that.
It's horrible.
But we'll have to check it out, definitely.
We have to check that out. So the weird creatures are coming out.
What was that?
I'm sorry. What are you guys saying?
We wanted to get... Bonnie wants to talk to you.
Oh, yeah. Real quick, we have to hit you with this, Dave, because we're discussing this on the break. Do you want to throw this off?
Go ahead. Set it up.
Oh, do you want me to throw this off?
Hit me.
Okay, here's what's going on. When Guar plays in Waverly in August, Bonnie has offered her services for yourself, Dave. She's a professional masseuse by trade.
No, she is a
massage therapist.
She is a massage therapist.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that like
the I hate the term masseuse.
Masseuse has negative connotations.
Okay, let me rephrase this. Yeah. She is
especially when you say you're offering my services.
Yeah. I didn't mean.
I like the full services.
It's your mic now, Bonnie. I'm screwing it up too much. Go ahead. It's all you, Bonnie. All right, go ahead.
Anyways, we're bringing the table down. You get a massage.
Oh, my God. Help me. My mangled back, my ruined body. And
you might not ever be the
warfare.
Same again, but you'll get a massage.
Yeah, she's gonna bring.
Oh, that would be so sweet.
She's gonna bring the table down, and we're offering that up. Out of all these cool things you've done for us, you know, we'd like to reciprocate. You know, and Bonnie was more. She's like totally into the idea. If you're cool with that, Dave.
Yes, I'm very cool with that. In fact, I'm imagining it going on right now.
Excellent.
After 6 weeks in those European tour buses, I don't know what they do, but like. For some reason, they take, like, what is American tour bus has got one level and all the bunks and you're all in there. It's good. They take one level and they make two levels. They make these things double-decker, but they make two levels that are, like, unsuitable for humans to live in. So
right,
it's, like,
right.
Cramped and it's very coffin-like the entire time. So I'm a big mass of just aching muscles and seething hatred. And that's lovely.
Anything else you'd like to throw out there to everybody, Dave?
Well, I guess that was about it. We pissed on the Fuhrer's bunker, and then we were off to pissed on Hitler's grave, and then we were off to Holland, and everyone knows what Holland's all about. And we ended up in Amsterdam on a day off, and we don't want to go into that.
Yeah. Oh no.
I kind of want to hear about that.
How about during the massage?
You tell me all about it during the massage.
Yes, I will tell all. Everything will come out of me, and some of it won't smell very good.
That'll be great.
Excellent.
But then we were done. We were done with Europe, and I was happy to board that plane and fly on home.
Yeah.
And And we made it all in one piece, so we're all good now, and just absolutely very stoked for the big Sounds of the Underground tour coming up this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our big headline spot on the only summer tour that will have us, and we're completely stoked about that and working very hard on a show worthy of this titanic proportion. So we're fighting the good fight and keeping it real and really looking forward to the new episode of The Sopranos tonight.
Oh, boy. Before the show, Doug, you guys got here.
You ordered HBO or whatever?
No. This just kind of came up in Dave and I's conversation, and we kind of started going back and forth a little bit on what's going on. And as people know, I'm a pretty big Sopranos fan. We don't really talk about it too much on the show here. But I know Dave had a couple. Did you want to elaborate on this, Dave? Or did we want to bounce this a little bit? What's that?
You know, the show has been criticized over the last couple of years because it's not. They say it's not as involving or as well thought out as it used to be. Well, I mean, it's like in the original seasons, these people were cranking out, you know, 16 episodes or whatever. Yeah, they got big and fat, and they're big rock stars now. But that kind of fits with the way the show is going right now. They've reached like the full level of their success, and now nothing is left than the fall apart. And it's a glorious American train wreck that's going on HBO right now. And Christopher, in particular, is having suffering a complete meltdown. And
the character
of Polly is one of the thickest, most sadistic, screwed up things I've ever seen in on television or cinema or elsewhere. And you know, if this truly is the end, then all hail the Tony Soprano and his hideous downfall, because this is really a American culture best expressing itself. And that's kind of a really sad thing to say, but unfortunately it's true.
Yeah, I think, and I have to agree, I think they should all die, Dave. I think
they all have to die. Everything that they've done is completely horrible. And it's, but, you know, to kind of address the paranormal theme of the show once more, I think after The Sopranos is over, we can maybe see another show, The Ghosts of The Sopranos. And I think that could really work out.
That could continue on for infinity.
Yeah, that could just go on
that
forever.
Could go
it could
on
just
and on.
Start bad and just continue bad forever. What do you think?
I think we got a
kinda
pilot.
Kind of like this show?
Yeah, start on a down note and just continue.
I think we better
just
start filming the pilot right now. Though.
I just want to see AJ. I want to see AJ pour sulfuric acid on somebody's ding ding.
That was from last week.
That was wild.
I know that was brutal. I have to say.
Brutal.
That was the only time, and that was really the only time you ever saw his character give a shit about anything. You know, it's like all of a sudden, like something, a little light went on in AJ's head when he saw that guy's feet being burned with acid. He's like, wow, something I can relate to.
Well, he kind of had like that tense look on his face, like he was kind of into it. I think that's what I was getting out of it. He's like, well, he's kind of getting into this now. He wasn't doing the pouring itself, but he was holding the guy down, yeah. Right? And I think he was kind of.
Did you see for a second Christopher whip out the Glock and put a bullet through that dude's head?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. That was like the last scene. Well, that was like the second from the last major sequence of the show last week. And we've been. I was debating.
Did you see it coming? I mean, I thought maybe he was going to get slapped around a little bit, but just totally off him like that. I mean, this is pathetic, you know, how much we're into this show. You realize that.
Dude, I'm the first one to say that. I say at its very core, this is nothing more than the soap opera, and I'm like so anti-soap opera, but I'm so sucked into this show that I debate this with lots of people. And as far as that scene you're talking about, Dave, from last week where, yeah, he kind of stopped for a minute, turned around, and yeah, you're right. Well, maybe he'd knock him around a little bit or whatever and say, keep your mouth shut, but he ends up just shooting the guy's head off, right? Right in his living room, and that was it. I mean, it was really a shocking scene. And I don't know, it's really hard to read what's going to happen here on, you know, for the last four episodes, but like I was telling you earlier, Dave, I just want it to be over with now. I'm losing my mind.
And it's like, honestly, tonight's a crossroads for me because it's like, they really took us down a long way last week when Christopher put a bullet through that dude's head. And unless he gets some kind of heat from the police about that, I'm going to, like, lose a lot of faith in just the general believability of the show, because everybody knows they had a relationship. Everybody knows they were involved with each other from AA and NA. And his girlfriend, that dude's girlfriend, knows Christopher would come over there and beat the dude up. So Christopher's already under investigation. Unless the cops are all over him for this, it's going to be hard to believe anything for the show.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Hopefully it works out the way we both want it to work out, and they all just, like, go downhill or they all die, because they are.
That insane blood. No, I think Little Carmine is going to take over.
Little Carmine.
Little Carmine is the funniest. Amanda, the sacred and the profane. I'm glad you noticed that. He's so funny. He's like, gentlemen, I'm so glad we all got together today. And then he said something incredibly stupid. I love that guy.
Well, the one thing I was doing some reading this week, actually, and you have to listen for it, but there's in the dialogue of the characters, you know, these are all men who, you know, they don't really have a very high, they don't have a lot of education. And you'll see them try to, like, phrase out an intelligent phrase. And
right, and Carmine is the worst about
that. He's the
worst
one. They'll say something completely stupid. Like, they'll totally say a word. It rhymes with the actual word they're trying to say, right? But it's a complete opposite in meaning. And you're like, what? And that's written in. Like, they're not educated to the point where they can really phrase, like, something intelligent, I guess. It's really weird, but, you know.
Well, I think that might come with age. I did that several times this weekend myself. Yes, I said I was going to take some massage classes and things like that so that I could be, what was it, certifiable.
He said he was going to learn parlor massage.
Yeah, I was going to learn parlor massage. And then
I
want to
know what parlor massage is.
Yeah, you did, not on the air.
Not on the
and,
air.
But also that you know, I didn't want to be all the way to where I would be certifiable.
Like
body, but you know, just something for you know.
You're a massage therapist also, right? Not
yes.
a masseuse.
No,
correct.
Right.
The next time you call me that, you will get blasted.
I thought right. it was a very respectful term.
No, massage therapist or myomassology. Oh, that's what it was. The school of myomassology.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Have you heard all this? Have you heard all this, Dave? I mean. I thought masseuse was a good word.
No, I don't know any of that stuff at all. I'm completely confused.
Dave can call me whatever he wants. You call me that again, you're going to get blasted.
Okay, great.
So maybe I was wrong, and I don't want to sound like an ingrate, but I thought we were going to go till 7.
Oh, we went over. I'm sorry, Dave. Sorry about that.
I can't believe it. Did we go over? We've got to bring
over.
Jason
I wasn't even
online.
No,
oh,
I thought,
that's so cool. That's so cool that you guys like me so much.
We
I'm
totally.
Down with it.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm
our
sorry.
Schedule went to.
No, I haven't even looked at the clock. We've just been kind of going.
No,
it's been. I haven't even looked at the
Scott
clock.
And by the way, I have another bone to pick with you, Scott. Well, what's up with you rescheduling the interview 3 times this week?
Okay, all right. All right. We had some scheduling snafus, I'll
yeah.
call them.
Yeah.
And I was trying to make it easier on you in the long run, but yeah, I'm sorry about kind of going back and forth this week on that. I apologize, Dave.
No, it's actually really wonderful because it gives me an opportunity to bust your balls in front of
And I truly appreciate
he sends
that.
He sends me an email back, and he's like, oh yeah, no problem at all. We can move back and forth all you want. Why don't you schedule it a couple more times like that? I'm like, I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry about that. No, I'm glad we got that straightened out, though. I mean, I'm glad we actually worked it out before the show.
We're going to get...
One of the last great things about The Sopranos is the fact that my friends cook Italian, so I'm headed over there. And I'd like to say thank you very much, Ghostly Talkers, for letting me back on your show.
Sorry
and,
we went over,
thank
Dave.
You, Dave.
I apologize
sorry we went
about
over.
That.
We're going to hear it from our
yeah,
next
the more
guest
you apologize, the sweeter. I just love the feeling of you.
We're going to get beat up by our next guest as well, so that'll be fine. He'll
okay.
slap us around a bit.
Well, I'm going to get the heck out of here. I'm
yeah, no problem.
Preparing my cryptozoological report
excellent.
Over the hinge shark of Japan and that weird blob they found down in Chile, as well as some chupacabra updates and
right.
the bizarre pterodactyl monster of Texas. I'm going to check that out this summer.
Excellent.
We'll talk more later, Dave.
Okay, let's hook up around this fall. If I'm still alive, I'll have a report for you.
Sounds
awesome.
Good. Everybody, www.guar.net, of course, and odorous.com, odeerus.com.
Thanks, Dave.
Dave Brocky.
Thanks, guys. Love you all. Stay
thanks,
safe.
Dave.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I feel like such a
we
brat.
Ran over by 15 minutes.
Well, no, Jason isn't scheduled for until 7:30.
Oh, then you did it right. Okay, thank
well, no, that's what,
heaven.
Well, no, I wasn't even looking at the clock, to tell you the truth.
I wasn't either. I was just enjoying
the
show.
I hope Dave doesn't hate us.
Oh, he's like, don't you guys have an atomic clock like Coast to Coast? No, we don't.
No, we don't.
we don't have a clock on the wall. All right, that's our next purchase.
Well, you know, we got to thank Dave for being... Yeah, you know, we do need to get a clock in here.
We do.
That's the next thing, a clock right somewhere in the middle of the wall.
So that we can actually time
something
for it.
A big one, like that has like... Like bells and stuff like
right.
that.
It would still do no good if you didn't look at
well,
it.
Well, that's true.
There's one right there.
It's
right.
really small, though. My eyes are getting worse and worse as the days go on.
We're going to need bifocals, trifocals,
quadfocals. I hope
Dave
doesn't hate us. Well,
oh, as long as he makes it in time for Sopranos over his friend's house.
Well, we got to thank Dave Brocky for joining us and hanging out. That was super.
That was cool. Quite a report, too. The Catacombs of Paris, et cetera. I didn't quite go to the Catacombs of Paris.
Mm-hmm.
But we did indeed make it to an absolutely incredible place. We were out in Louisville this
weekend. Yeah, you guys spent the weekend out there.
And of course, I have to absolutely thank Bobby T.
Oh, Bobby, I love you.
Bobby, what a weekend you somehow threw together in just a few days. absolutely phenomenal.
Sean sent him an email that said, what do you think about us coming out there this weekend? The next day, I had a complete itinerary.
That was from Bobby?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So what's going on? What happened?
So we ended up, first of all, we went to, oh gosh, we shouldn't start at the beginning.
Let's go right to the end. Doug and I had a great time on the car ride home.
I heard when I called you guys.
But I have to say, Bobby T set it up. His wife, of course, Kathy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yes, he remembered her name this
time. It's very big. She asked me, what's my name? And I go, I don't know. I have no idea. But it's Kathy. So Bobby T and Kathy and oh my gosh. Bonnie would not give Zane up.
Excuse me.
That's their new baby.
That's their new baby. He's
yeah.
7 weeks old, not 2 to 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And absolutely adorable. This baby has a full head of hair. And everybody absolutely was just, you instantly fall in love with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just absolutely adorable. Of course, we met up with Rhonda and Becky and...
Tanya and Allie.
Tanya and Allie.
Dale and Renee.
We met up with absolutely everybody. Oh, and we saw Keith at the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
There was a wedding. So we have to say congratulations, Lynn and Dave.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That was super duper. And that's what's going on in their Ghost Hunting group. This is, you know, the Louisville Ghost Hunter Society.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They throw the Mid-South Paranormal Convention every year
mm-hmm.
for the past, like, 100 years or something. Which is it's dirt cheap. It's so centrally located in the eastern side of the United States, and it's thrown by this group of people who are just like they oh my gosh it's just like a family of people. I was so impressed. I'm continually
amazed. We always have a good time with those
continually
guys
amazed yeah. by that group. And, you know, they heard with minutes to spare, you know, what was it, Monday, you know, hey, we're thinking of coming down. Oh, here's your itinerary. I've got this booked. I've got that booked. And it was amazing. Tiny and Allie took us to a cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Which is more than a half hour away
it's
from
more
where
than
we were, Tanya.
Yes, it is. More than a half hour away. But it was such a place. It was absolutely incredibly amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just this side of creepy and just this side of peaceful. And so it was absolutely
and
the
way
perfect.
Old.
Very old. The absolutely perfect ending. Well, it wasn't quite the ending because then we went back and
mm-hmm.
still visited for a while. But
yeah.
It was the last major event of the weekend. What a perfect last major event of the weekend. And that was absolutely fascinating. I had a blast. I cannot say enough.
Well, you guys have been going out of town a lot. Weren't you guys out of town last weekend, too?
Two weekends ago.
Where was I? Oh, wait, I was out of town last weekend.
We're on an every other weekend schedule. If Sean doesn't have custody of his kids, we have custody of him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
A couple things before we go to break. We do have a few minutes here. I still feel like an idiot about Dave. I can't believe we went
over. We ran over without even knowing it. Well, we were entranced.
Dave does that to you.
Yeah.
Brocky does that to you. He just kind of gets you. I mean, he's such an intense guy, obviously. And then, well, of course, we got into The Sopranos, too, so forget it. I'm like,
yeah. So the next time I mention the Red Wings on the air, I don't want that look after a 20-minute conversation about The Sopranos.
This is the first time we ever talked about The Sopranos on
which,
here.
Which, by the way, anyone listening, chat is down. So if you can email me updates on the game once it starts at 7:30 at BonnieAtGhostlyTalk.com, that'd be great.
Did they win?
They won
the first
Friday
game
night.
Of the...
They won Friday?
The first
Western
game of
Conference Finals.
Yes. First game of Western Conference Finals. They won it.
Speaking of conferences.
Yes.
Look at this stuff.
You have an entire, like, itinerary of...
Well, no, this is just weekend. This is just copy the off their website. Who are we kidding?
This is awesome.
This is just for the radio.
We talked at great length about the first one on this list.
Oh, yeah. The Mid-Atlantic.
The Mid-Atlantic Paranormal Conference.
Yeah,
Matt.
Yeah.
The Mid-Atlantic Paranormal Conference at West Virginia State Penitentiary.
MAPC.
Try and spell that on your t-shirts. But yeah. MAPC, Mid-Atlantic Paranormal
That's
Conference.
That's how you spell
is,
it.
Is as, oh, thank you.
Leave him alone, Bonnie.
This is an amazing event, and we talked about it this past weekend.
Well,
quite
this is
a bit.
For us, it's going to be a great event because we don't have to bust our butts to get there.
Right.
It starts officially at midnight on, well, I guess you'd say June 9th, or like June 8th, like, you know, Friday night.
Right.
So we're going to have a nice leisurely drive down there.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go and meet up with the people over at the West Virginia State Penitentiary down there, Moundsville. People know it better by Moundsville, I believe. And they're going to be ghost hunting there all night long, right? And then on the 9th, which we're going to ghost hunt until like 6 o'clock in the morning and go back and sleep for a couple hours, I guess, and then get all crusty and get back up, right? And then get up and go through the events that they're going to have. It's a one-day event they're doing, and this is going to be at Moundsville, right? It's going to be at Moundsville. And what is it? The speakers they have, nice handful of speakers. Jeff Belanger is going to be there hanging out.
Yep.
He's going to be speaking. Vince Wilson, Ghost Tech, good friend of ours, he's going to be there also. Brendan Skeen, he actually is, he's the Mid-Atlantic Paranormal Conference coordinator. He'll be speaking also. I think that, he's the director of the West Virginia Ghost Hunters also. And then these two ridiculous guys, I don't know where they got these guys from.
Yeah, that's when everybody can,
I'm sure they
start
can.
Wrapping up at 3:30, because at 3:45,
mm-hmm.
Doug and Scott L.,
we're going to be talking,
talk
what is it, from 3:45 to 4:30 p.m. So 45 minutes, I think we can get through that.
We're going to have to skip most of our talk and go directly to the questioning of the audience.
That's what I'd like to do.
Yeah.
I don't
we'll just
talk.
Start right in. We'll be like, all right, you. You know, we'll just point at him randomly. Preferably somebody who looks petrified.
Mm-hmm.
You. What's your favorite ghost song? You know, things like that. That's pretty much what we do when we talk.
Yeah, that's going to be the... God, I am, like, so done right now. I'm, like, from Dave's discussion, I feel like I've ran a marathon already. I'm so tired.
Well, he summed up an entire European tour as quickly as possible. That was amazing.
Yeah, this is the weekend, again, this is, for the Mid-Atlantic Paranormal Conference. This is the weekend of June 8th through June 10th.
And we will be there, and Tanya Nally are going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that.
Yep, they're driving out to, I think they said they were driving out to that one. Maybe not.
Find out. I'd love to hang out with them. Let us know.
I know. You know where they're going for sure, definitely. I mean, they're booked. They are in.
Hmm.
They're going to Mothman Festival.
Oh, yeah. Now, they mentioned we did talk
That's
about that.
That's where, yes.
We'll be talking about that one
That's
later.
That's where they're going to be, definitely.
Coming up also in June, the weekend of, again, the weekend of June 22nd through 23rd, it is, what an honor to be going to this thing, I have to say. The 2007 Haunted America Conference, Troy Taylor's Haunted America Conference. Totally blown away that we're going to be working at this conference with Troy. I mean, what has to be said about this?
The place it's at, the Haunted Lincoln Theater, is totally haunted. I mean, you don't have to say much more. It's held at the Lincoln Theater. It's Troy Taylor.
Uh-huh.
You can't, yeah, how can you get better than that? I mean, come on. It's, oh, my gosh. This has successful thing written all over it.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a really good time. And we're looking forward to going down and hanging out with Troy again. Oh, there's a ton of, everybody's going to
Yeah, he knows so many people
yeah.
that, Jeff and Vince will be there.
Yeah, well, yeah, Jeff Belanger is going to be there. Vince Wilson's going to be there also. Derek Bartlett from the American Ghost Society. A very, very cool guy. We always see him. I don't think we've talked to him that much.
I don't think I've ever actually. Well, I mean, briefly, but.
I believe we have one of his, yeah, his discussion up from the Supernatural scene a couple months ago. Really, really cool guy. We've talked to him in passing a couple times. I'd like to talk to him more, maybe at this conference. He's a very, it's just one of those things that we've never, like, kind of, the planets haven't aligned correctly for us, and we haven't gotten into a conversation, but I think it'll be nice to meet up with that, with at least see Derek again at this conference.
Well, I'm excited about all the speakers, but Len and Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We gotta wear Red Wings jerseys for them. Yeah.
I heard about.
Oh,
this.
I will.
Bonnie will. They are a hoot. They are absolutely phenomenal. They're the two who give they do the Decatur, the other one, Alton, Illinois tour Alton, Illinois tours, and they're in charge of it. And they are so funny, and they are so without even I don't know if they're even aware. But they're so funny, and they're so smart, and they're super educated about this stuff, and they're into it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so obvious. And all you have to do is talk with them for 5 minutes, and you've learned, you know, semesters worth of stuff just by chatting with them. They're really, really they're good people.
Of course, Troy Taylor's going to be there. He's going to be speaking also. So it's going to be a full day of just all kinds of good stuff going on. Like you said, Doug, at the Haunted Lincoln Theater. And you guys had experiences there. I'm looking forward to seeing if anything happens to me, which most likely, with my luck, nothing's going to happen.
Hey, it was our first, we headed out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we sat down, we're going to do this thing, and we go there, and we're going to listen to these. That was for the Weird Winter event, which was terrible weather. but I'm completely sold on the Lincoln Theater. I felt somebody tapping me on the back of my neck, the nape of my neck, not on my shoulder, but on my neck. And Bonnie and Sabrina, of course, were up there with it was pandemonium.
Mm-hmm. I want to go up there and check that out. I want to see what happens when I go up there, at least, and prove all of you wrong.
Ha! You can't. Place is haunted. You're going to have a tough time.
Whether you have experiences or not, you can't take away from ours.
No, right. I'm not trying to. What? Will you make me out the angel of death here?
You said you're going to prove us wrong.
Well, I mean, because I am horrendous.
You know what? Actually,
my brain is just shot.
Actually,
man.
You know what would be cool? What would be cool is because you basically are a bit of a paranormal virgin, right? Because you haven't seen a ghost yet.
The word virgin and me do not go together.
I understand.
For a long, long time.
Oh, my God.
Stories
I can tell you.
But I'm telling you.
Please don't.
But you haven't seen a ghost yet. You definitely haven't had as much activity. I mean, you've had weird things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you've noticed them and you've, you know.
Well, yeah, of course. I'm trying, you know.
But what would be really cool is if it was the Lincoln Theater or either Moundsville or the Lincoln Theater.
Mm-hmm.
If one of them two next month.
Well, June is going to be
does it for you. June I wonder if something's going to happen because it started off right off the bat for us at Weird Winter.
At Weird Winter. Well, June is just going to be a wild.
I can't wait.
It's going to be a very active month. You know, I didn't mention this to Dave either, but you know, CPRI conference we were supposed to go to next weekend, I believe.
Yeah.
That was in Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's where Dave lives.
Yeah.
That's why I'm kind of bummed because I've been like, hey Dave, look, just come over to the Holiday Inn. we're gonna be there all weekend.
Oh, that would have been totally.
Yeah, yeah. But hopefully we'll get to hang out with Dave when we go down to Louisville to Waverly Hills. That should be something really cool to look forward to.
I dig Louisville. I'm sold on Louisville too.
Yeah.
I'm there. As often as I can get down there, I'm there.
Well, again, we want to thank Dave Brocky for coming on and hanging out, listening, just going through all that wild stuff. The guy's just a tornado of information sometimes. Sorry about going over again. I'm going to have to email him after the show. I'm so sorry, don't kill me. Man.
We really were not watching the clock.
We weren't watching the clock. Yeah, you know,
we were looking at each other. And
that's all it was. Yeah.
Just absolutely enraptured, you know, in each other's
with
eyes.
With each other.
Yeah.
It was great. Oh. Actually, I threw up several times during
that. Well, speaking of breaks, why don't we take this one at least?
I like that plan.
Get Jason Clyburn on from the Prodigy Group, friends of ours.
Yes. I've been wanting to talk to them for a while because I have to give them my new phone number.
All right. Hang tight, guys. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott Allen.
And I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
We'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is Chris from Crossroads Paranormal Radio. Tune in to Mike and I every Sunday night at 10 Eastern, live on Blog Talk Radio. Join us at www.cprshow.com as we discuss various paranormal topics and interview members of the paranormal community. Crossroads Paranormal Radio, breathing life into the paranormal community.
And all I get is the number 8. Where's the snow? I told my psychic I wanted to know if I was going to win the lottery, and she asked me for the numbers. The death card keeps showing up in this deck. Maybe I should get a reflector on my scooter. I keep dreaming about frogs leaping into my bed. This book says I'm just horny. Having a bad day at the Wheel of Fortune? KarmaCast has answers. Check out KarmaCast.com for show listings and times. KarmaCast.com is a division of Mayhem Media.
We'll be right back. You are listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug and Scott L.
You are listening to Ghostly Talk.
Thank you, Count Chocula.
What?
Celebrity on Ghostly Talk. We had Dave, we had Odorous Urungus from Guar, and now we have Count Chocula in the studio.
Count Chocula?
Can you please count to five for us?
It's one.
Two.
Now you got to do it like me.
Three.
Hell, that's too much effort. Five.
Ghostly talk. What do we do here? What are we doing?
We talk about.
This is like one of those like atmospheric kind of murky nights we're going through, or this adventure we do every week. And like I don't know. I'm like, it's kind of like got this like perpetual grin on my face right now. It's like.
Quite a week.
You know, and I have a bigger grin on my face because the gentleman we have on the line right now, we met this group of people, this wonderful group of people at the Mothman Festival last year.
Yes, we did.
Really cool bunch of people, the Prodigy Group. And we've been meaning to get him on the show. And thankfully, you know, we had another guest book this weekend, but he had to back out because of some other stuff he had going on. And just by a weird twist of fate, Jason Clyburn contacted me and said, hey, you know, we should hook up sometime. And I'm like, well, hey, I can take care of that for you this weekend if you'd like. So we managed to get that together, and I'd like to welcome Jason Clyburn of the Prodigy Group to the show. How are you doing tonight, Jason?
Hey, all right. How's everybody doing tonight?
Well, I think you said you were listening to the show thus far. Am I correct?
I was trying to. Between that and dog sitting, yeah.
You poor person. You poor guy. Yeah,
we're sorry.
I know.
You got a lot to work on here, man. You got to follow up Dave Brocky here. So, Jason, I hope we can get through this. I hope we can get through it. I think it'll be cool.
I would like to say that the Prodigy Paranormal Group, they seek to explain the paranormal by the most scientific means possible, as demonstrated and in their speeches,
discussions, yes.
Their discussions at the Mothman Festival last year. Their website is www.theprodigygroup.org.
Mm-hmm.
Theprodigygroup.org.
Hey, thanks for the shameless plug.
There you go.
You're going to get a few of them, don't worry.
Yes, you will. You guys impressed us, obviously.
We all had dinner together.
We're like, oh my gosh, these people are so cool. We're all going to the, you know, that place that starts with a B. And and we did. And we hung out, well, we waited for hours, and then we...
they loved us. One. It was a really weird thing, because I remember we walked in there, and there was half the group had these light blue shirts on. Right? And the other half...
blue.
What was that?
That's Prodigy Blue.
Prodigy Blue. They had Prodigy Blue shirts on, right? And then the other group had these black shirts on. We all had our logos and stuff.
So
you know?
GT Black.
Yeah, GT Black.
Prodigy Blue.
Ghostly Talk Black. And we all just piled. We just invaded this restaurant.
Yes,
they didn't know what to do with us, so they had the table we had was just like 400 feet long. It looked like some kind of, it was wild. But it was really great hanging out with you guys. I mean, we got together and
yeah, it was awesome.
We all hung out that week. And are you guys gonna be going back to the Mothman Festival this year?
Oh, of course. It's gonna be a mainstay for the Prodigy Group.
Well, it's a lot of fun out there. We've been there.
This
is gonna be our fourth one.
Somehow it's become a mainstay for Ghostly Talk, and I have to say, every time I talk to Jeff Wamsley and anything having to do with the Mothman and that part of West Virginia and Eastern West Virginia and Western Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
I get shivers. I mean, that's a piece of history there that just is amazing.
Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah. Last night we had our most recent meeting. We actually discussed going down to Point Pleasant about a month or so before this year's festival, so we can maybe check the area out a little bit more. Last time we went, we did see some interesting things, such as the people parking at the end of the wrong road that we took. And then,
steamed up windows and all.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Didn't we catch some...
I'm sorry?
I think we caught some people doing that, too.
We were all together. We all pull in, right?
And there's all right.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, it was. Our experiences were one of the same. I'm trying to, like, separate them, but they were all the same.
It was the same experience. Well, you know, Jason, we actually, Bonnie and I went down to Point Pleasant with our friend Elmer and his friend Chris.
Yeah, I remember Elmer.
Yeah, we went down there 2 weekends ago. And
awesome.
we stayed at the Haunted and Historic Lowe Hotel. And we drove to the, you know, those, like, what are those, domes or whatever? out
the
in
TNT the TNT things,
out
yeah.
in the TNT area,
right?
And they had the gate down, so we actually pulled right up to the dome. Yeah, it was like you know, Mothman hunting for
the lazy fat person
for lazy fat people. So
we finally figured it out.
It worked out very well for us and for me anyway. And I have to say it was totally hilarious to be there without, like, you know, what, thousands or hundreds to thousands
right.
of people.
Well, exactly. When we went last year, I remember that we ran into literally dozens of people on the way to and from the TNT area, and I believe part of it was actually washed out, wasn't it, from the water?
So that's another thing. That's another thing is now, you know, at the beginning of summer, you can access the place with, you know, without hip waders. So it's not bad in that respect as well. And then there was this lovely little waterfall that we all took our pictures by. So that worked out really well. Yeah.
Great.
You drive 300 miles for a photo op.
Right. Well, you know, when you do independent media, you got to do what you got
to
do.
That really wasn't the intention, but I had to update Doug's pictures on his
Satan's
face.
Satan's website.com.
All right. Newscorpspace.com. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you've heard this or not. Speaking of the Mothman Festival, Jason, apparently, I don't know why Jeff is doing this to us or why he wants us to do this.
Apparently, he wants us to be the last one.
We're going to be... yeah, he wants to end the Mothman Festival this year. I think this is going to be the big thing, apparently. We're going to be emceeing that, the speakers this year.
That's what I saw on the website.
Yeah, I'm like... And
so we're accepting gift baskets and stuff like that in case, you know. But... I'm just kidding.
Oh, you want more time? That's going to cost you.
We're going to make a lot of money this year. Can't wait.
Yeah, we're going to make 14 cents.
We're looking forward to that, though. We'll be looking forward to...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We'll be looking forward to hanging out with you guys.
So you guys are going. That's fantastic. And, you know, the what was your experience last year? What did you think of it? Why has it hooked you?
Well, to be honest with you, being a paranormal investigation group, a lot of people say, hey, we're ghost hunters. Well, we do more than that. We're your full-service paranormal group. Whether it's, hey, we got a haunting, come check us out, we'll do that. Yeah, no problem. But if someone says, hey, I saw a Sasquatch in my backyard or I have crop circles down the street from me, we're going to be there. And I think that the Mothman definitely falls into that realm. And to learn more about him, learn more about the area, and just become more of a well-rounded paranormal investigator was what originally – attracted us there. And on top of that, meeting all the wonderful people from Ghostly Talk, obviously, the other ghost hunting groups that were there, and Great Lakes Paranormal, they're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's really made us a better rounded kind of group.
Well, that's great about these conferences, and we've been going to a lot. We're going to be going to, God, this year is just going to be brutal. We're going to be going to a lot more this year, and that's one of the big things. You get to go there and meet a lot of different people that are in this field.
Yes.
Learn from them.
Definitely.
Talk with them. Hang out with them like we did. We had all kinds of laughs that weekend.
Oh, yeah, we had a great time.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Well, not only that, your group in particular, Jason, has a lot to offer as well. Because I remember sitting through the speeches. And, oh, gosh, I'm going to get shot in the foot again.
Yeah.
Jill? Julie?
Carol.
Well, Carol.
At least you were close.
I was in the area. Yeah. Carol.
It was a woman's name. You were
close. Give the guy credit where credit is due.
Carol had... put together an amazing, amazing presentation on researching your topic.
Yes. Oh, God, yeah.
And
well, I'll be honest with you, Carol is the researching guru of our group. She truly is.
I believe
and
it.
On Sunday, she spoke on something just a little bit different. I can't remember the woman's name for the life of me, but she was with Alien Skin.
Mm-hmm.
She asked Carol, are you going to talk on the same topic that you did yesterday? And Carol responded, I don't have to. And right off the top of her head, Sunday, without planning, she did a terrific job on a whole entirely different subject.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Carol's big thing, and this is, I talked to her after we after she was done speaking, and her big thing, I hope I remember, well, this was Carol. She talked about research, obviously, and how, yes. You know, we can't tell, I mean, the Internet's there, we love the Internet, yes, the Internet's great.
Yeah.
Ghostly Talk wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the Internet, so we love right. the Internet, obviously, but we shouldn't use it as our complete bane of research. It shouldn't be
exactly.
It shouldn't be the number one exactly. thing we use for research, because we both know a lot of stuff on the Internet is it's false.
Well, some stuff is
well,
false.
Look at all the different ghost hunting information that's on the web. You look at it and you think, what were they smoking?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that. I went to South Bend, Indiana one weekend, and what was my thing? I'm 0-5. I mean, I went to check out five different things that I found on the Internet, five different things,
yeah.
and they turned out to be not quite, you know, like, oh, this road. Well, yeah, of course you're going to hear horses on the road. There's a horse farm on the road, you know. I mean, it's,
right.
I just totally discount that
yeah,
road.
People are trying to get out, like, you know, you're going to visit Oz or something like
right.
that. It's like,
the other places were had different but similar problems. Some were, like, obviously, you know, well, the person was obviously, you know, in a state of mind at that point, because that doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
Or they didn't exist.
Right.
You know, places that don't even exist were mentioned. So I was 0-5 on my South Bend, Indiana trip.
And it was because of the Internet.
And it was because of the Internet, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Carol made a very strong point that, you know, there are a lot of other ways to research things like this as far as paranormal is concerned.
Most certainly.
And that really just struck a chord with me, because I had to come up to her afterwards and go, God, you're so right. You're so right.
Yeah.
In this age, and I don't want to hit people too hard, in this age where it seems like to become a ghost hunter, I'm going to probably upset a few people saying this, but, you know, I mean, and I was thinking about this last night. I'm like, you know, okay, I just need to get a black shirt, a camera, and a MySpace page. Oh, I mean, a Satanist website.
Yeah.
And I'm a ghost hunter now, you know, and it's like, I'm a paranormal investigator. Okay, great. You know, now you have a title. Where are you gonna go? What are you going to do with that title?
Exactly. If you or somebody from your group has not been to the library to investigate something,
God.
Or if you've not been, I mean, all you got to do is go up to the research librarian and say, hey, I got a question,
yeah.
You know, and they'll take you to
yeah.
the drawers or the stacks or wherever it is and show you what you need to read.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or go to the, you know, the local town hall. If you haven't been, like,
all records.
Right.
Yeah.
If you have not pounded the pavement for your passion, you really need to give it a try, because I investigated the ghost light in Indiana, I can't remember it now. Oh, in Rensselaer, Moody's Light.
Moody's
in
Rensselaer. Light, you're right.
Mm-hmm. And I went to the library, and I looked up all the things. The day that, well, we had arrived at night, and then we went and looked at the light, and yes, there was a light. Oh, my gosh, it's scary. Ooh. And then we the next day we went to the library. We got all the information. We went back, and we tested a couple theories, and sure mm-hmm. enough, you know, it really is headlights. It's mm-hmm. headlights on a road that doesn't seem to be possible, but it is possible because
yeah.
we tested it. And so you're like, okay, you know, that was kind of sad, but, you know, it definitely, you know, wasn't as paranormal
well,
as we
you
hoped.
Did the legwork. I mean,
we did
right.
the legwork, and we created a test for it, and we tested it, and, you know, we found out it wasn't necessarily paranormal. It's weird, yes. Oh,
right.
Really, really weird and creepy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not paranormal. And but we did the research. We went to the town library and we simply asked for assistance. That's all it took. You know, mm-hmm. and they said
right, exactly.
right here.
Well, and then,
a lot of times I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Jason. It's all right.
Okay. A lot of times when you walk into a library, you know, somebody who's never done this before, they're a little meek. They really don't want to ask because they don't want people to look at them like, are you crazy? But a lot of times when you talk to one of the librarians or someone who actually works at the library, they're thrilled that you're seeking information.
Oh, yeah.
It's
called job security.
Well,
but
they sit there and the one lady, her and her predecessors and other people who work there and other interested parties, they had put
yeah.
together a file folder on this phenomena.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so if they're sitting there and they're putting together file folders on this stuff, it means that they're collecting this information for people to look at. And if you don't ask for it, you're never going to get to see it.
Exactly.
That's right.
So you got to go and ask them. And it doesn't hurt to ask. You just say, hey.
That's for sure.
What's up with this?
Sure.
And if they've been taking the time to at least collect the info, you should take the time to read the info. Ask for the info and read
the
info.
Exactly. And if they went as far as collecting information, what's the chances of them having information about that library?
Well, exactly.
Hey, something does happen here, too. If
right.
you're interested in this kind of subject matter.
Right. Mm-hmm. It was just so cool.
That's I find you stem off into all kinds of other things.
That's what happens. Then they tell you about all these other things too.
And
like, oh,
you're
have you been out
stuff
to,
and you're like, oh god, no.
Have you been out to Crybaby Bridge as well? You know, I mean, then they get into the local legends, and it's just an amazing adventure. So Carol impressed me to no end. I have to say, she was just.
Oh yeah, she's a terrific lady.
Absolutely phenomenal. So your group just right out of the gates was like. You know, hey, we have something to offer. We're going to tell you guys how to do the research. And Carol needs to tape that and put that on the internet because I'm telling you, it was a phenomenal speech.
Tell her to do it again this year and we'll tape it for her. We'll definitely we'll get that on tape.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I did tape the day one, but day two, I was stuck at the booth, manning the booth, and I wasn't able to actually videotape second day, but I did get first day.
Oh, excellent.
Very cool.
Yeah.
You guys
and
are working.
This year.
Go ahead, Jason.
This year you're having a puppet show?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Max, you could follow that up with a magic show.
That's it.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm going to draw my little scar on my forehead so I can be Harry Potter.
All right. I'm sorry. You said this year?
Yeah, well, this year, obviously, we're going to be at Mothman again. And last year, I didn't do this because I was working on PR. Not only do I investigate with the group, the resident... photo technician. I actually have an article on the website called Phototech. I'm a semi-professional photographer. I've worked in the business for a number of years, and I tend to help our group other people out with photographic video questions, trying to differentiate paranormal from just, you know, bad photography. And so I was helping people out with that as far as answering questions, manning the booth. But this year... I'm throwing my hat in the ring. I'm going to go ahead and speak at this year's Mothman, too.
Excellent.
Woohoo!
Dave, the founder of the group, he is going to be kind enough to videotape for me. And Carol, if I'm not mistaken, she plans on speaking as well.
Excellent.
But, we're definitely going to be there. We're definitely going to pull some tricks out of our hat for it, too.
Looking forward to it. You guys are also working on a project with the Lima newspaper. This is something we talked about.
That is correct.
Is that how you pronounce that in Ohio?
Is it Lima or Lima?
In Peru, it's Lima.
It's Lima.
It's Lima, Lima, Ohio.
Thank
Lima,
God. I got one of them.
You
right
did it good.
Thank goodness.
But I wondered that when we were driving by the sign today. Do you know how many times I passed Dayton in an average month? Like four?
Yeah, we have.
I drive past Dayton constantly now, and I think of you guys every single time, but...
We should get together.
We should stop by sometime.
Well, that's
the
thing.
Yeah,
and I keep promising myself.
You do realize that's a dangerous thing to say.
Because we sometimes...
Well, we could just show up.
Was that Jason?
Well, the best thing to do is get off the Dayton Mothman set and go to our founder, Dave. I'm sure you remember David.
Oh, yeah.
I go to his house. He's more than welcome to open up his door for
he us. He loves visitors just knocking at all hours of the day and night. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Oh, fabulous. Well, I've been meaning to put people's cell phone numbers in my, or people's phone numbers in my phone, and I just keep not doing that. But
what's going on with this? You guys are doing this thing, I said, with the Lima newspaper. What's
That's
going on
right.
with that?
Well, the Lima News, as I mentioned, I work in the photo industry, and where I happen to work at, we supply the Lima News photography department with all of their equipment.
Mm.
And I was talking with the head of the photography department about ghost hunting. I said, well, you know, I happen to be a part of this group, the Prodigy Group. You can find us at theprodigygroup.org.
Mm. Very nice.
Anywho, we got on the subject of, well, let's do something sometime. Well, eventually... The leader of the media department gave me a call and stopped by, and what they want to do is have us investigate different landmark-type hauntings in the Lima area, and then, pardon me, sorry about that.
No problem.
As we're investigating, they will be documenting us as far as following us with video, basically just seeing what we do, and... What they're eventually going to do is post this on their website, which is LimaOhio.com. And if you go to LimaOhio.com now and go to their special interest page, you can actually see the five short movie clips that they put together last year. And it's really, really interesting as far as where they went. There's actually a tuberculosis hospital here in Lima that a lot of people don't know about. It was built at the same time as the one in Louisville, Kentucky was built. And it wasn't as large of a facility as the Louisville, Kentucky facility. But it still has a lot of interest. And if you go to the website and go to the special interest page, you can see the short documentary on that facility.
And that what was that website again, Jason?
LimaOhio.com.
Okay. Just want to make sure we get that out there, everybody.
Yeah. And so what's going to happen is they're going to document us on specific investigations and post those on the site as well.
Ooh.
And we actually have three investigations pending at this time. One is in St. Mary's, Ohio, at the St. Mary's Theater, which, well, as you can guess, actors, actresses, former employees at the theater. It's actually not an actual movie theater. It's an actual theater where they had plays, dinner theater, and they actually, it's still an operating theater today. And we'll be going there, as well as Delphus, Ohio, for the 4th Street Mansion. More or less, it's a really large house. Some people call big houses mansions. Well, that's what they call it there. But basically, the original owners who built this house have been seen by housekeepers, guests, as well as current owners seeing previous housekeepers or other people who are employed at the house.
Interesting.
I'm
sorry?
Is that a private residence or like a museum kind
of
thing?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's a private residence still. It's still owned by descendants of the original family who built the house.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. And you're going to get...
That's really neat.
You're going to get...
I'm sorry?
Obviously, you're going to get photographic and audio and in this case also the video documentary, the short video documentary
definitely.
Is going to be, that's absolutely amazing. I love it.
The Dixie
Lee, it's going to be great.
You guys are going to the Dixie Lee restaurant also, it says here.
Yeah, now
the
every
Dixie
time
Lee.
We pass this city name here,
yeah.
Okay, every time we pass
yeah.
this city, Bonnie teases me. And we, like I said, we drive up and down I-75 a lot, okay?
Yeah.
And we passed this city, and I think I pronounced it once. This was too funny because I know how it's pronounced. I'll tell you what. You pronounce it, and then I'll tell you what I said.
Well, how about this? Most people call it Crittersville.
Right.
It's actually Crittersville.
Okay. I do know in my head and in my heart that it's Crittersville, okay?
Yeah.
However, I said, ew, we're coming up to Crittersville, right? I did pronounce it that way. And, of course, then a lot of hilarity ensued because I am absolutely terrified of spiders.
That was my representation of the actual sound in the car.
Oh, that's
you said that.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. It was. And so every time we pass it, we do indeed talk about stopping there, and because of my absolute terror of spiders. but yes, the Crittersville, the Dixie Lee restaurant truck stop, which we just drove right past in order to get here. What's going on there? What are you guys hoping to capture?
Well,
in 1 minute, because then we have to.
Sorry about that, Jason.
Sure. That's okay. Current regulars as well as current employees. They're visited by a man by the name of George, who's actually a former employee. He will bring you water. You can hear him cleaning. You can hear pots and pans being scrubbed because that's what he did.
Oh, wow.
So hopefully we'll be able to prove or, maybe even disprove what's going on there.
Excellent. You guys are busy people.
You guys are obviously out there doing this stuff, and, it was really – I'm looking forward to hanging out again this
yeah.
September.
Oh, yeah,
totally
me too.
Great.
Me too.
It's been totally great. Unfortunately, we are at the top of the hour. Man, these things fly.
They do.
I mean, at the same time, it's fun that we're going – everything goes so fast, but it's like, oh, my God, where did the time go, right? Tell everybody we said hello, Jason. Definitely tell everybody
we
send our love to Dayton, Ohio.
Hang on the line for 1 sec. And, of course, that is Jason Clyburn of theprodigygroup.org.
Great friends of ours.
Oh,
guys.
One more thing.
Yeah.
One more thing. Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there.
Happy
Mother's Day.
That is true. That is true. Happy Mother's Day.
You know what? Thank you for reminding me. Happy Mother's Day, Mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine
mom
too.
Mom Al's probably sitting there like sharpening her axe right now as we speak.
Yep.
I had telephoned my mother earlier, so that worked out well. But yes, that's absolutely fantastic. Happy Mother's Day to all mothers out there.
Guys, this is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
We'll be right back after this.
For more information, visit ghostlytalk.com.